Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das announces loan recast for individuals and MSMEs. Rs 50,000 crore fund unveiled to support healthcare sector. RBI to purchase government securities worth Rs 35,000 crore on May 20. India records 46% of world's new COVID cases. Drug regulator okays import of COVID vaccines. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last day today. Domestic indices jumped on Wednesday, led by buying in banking stocks as the RBI announced a slew of measures aimed at increasing liquidity and restructuring loans of COVID-hit small businesses and individuals. Closing near the day's high, Sensex added 424 points while Nifty topped the 14,600 mark. In the broader market, every two stocks rose for the one that fell. A total of 332 stocks hit upper circuits, 209 hit their 52-week highs. Healthcare stocks rallied. Lupin soared 13%, Sun Pharma and Aurobindo Pharma climbed 6% each. Cadila Healthcare, Torrent Pharma and Pfizer rose 4-6%. Private lenders such as Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank, Kotak Bank and ICICI Bank advanced 2% each. TCS and Infosys also gained 1-2%, pushing indices higher. We have with us Mr. Binod Modi, Head Strategy at Reliance Securities, to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Modi. What are the key takeaways for stock investors post RBI's announcements?
RBI announced liquidity supports today, which were basically required to withstand the challenges from second wave of COVID-19 crisis. On-tap liquidity window of 50,000 crore for 3 years at repo rate to support healthcare chain and classifying this lending as priority sector lending certainly augurs well. Further, reopening of one-time restructuring of loans for individuals and MSMEs amounting up to 25 crore is a fantastic move to support banks and NBFCs having exposure in retail segment. Additionally, declaring PSL status for lending by SFBs to a small MFIs of asset size up to 500 crore and targeted LTRO of 10,000 crore for SFBs also bode well. We further believe that the announcement of second tranche of 35,000 crore purchase of government securities under GSAP 1.0 on 20th of May is likely to result in further softening of bond yields in coming weeks. Overall, announced measures certainly bodes well for banks as well as NBFCs. We further believe that the today's announcement were mostly directed to support individuals and micro as well as small businesses and MSMEs, which are considered to be more vulnerable in ongoing second wave of COVID-19 crisis.
Do you also see follow-up announcements or SOPs in coming days?
Chances are higher that RBI may make further announcements in coming weeks for corporate as well as large lenders.
We also caught up with Mr. Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Agarwala. Despite the recent volatility, Nifty 50 is still stuck in a range. What levels may change the market direction now?
Indian benchmark indices ended the trade at the high point of the day, retreating from its previous session's decline amidst constant volatility that is being witnessed in the past few trading sessions. Nifty 50 continues to trade in a narrow band between 14,450 to about 14,500 on the downside, which also happens to be the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent up move, and 14,750 on the upside, which is the 50 DMA. So overall, index continues to oscillate between 14,450 on the downside to about 14,750 on the upside. A sustained trade beyond the key resistance level of 14,750 will resume the uptrend, taking the index upwards to levels of 15,040 to about 15,150 on the upside. RSI making higher lows on shorter time frame charts above the level of 50 suggests that an up move may be on cards soon.
What is your take on Nifty Bank? What are the charts suggesting?
Bank Nifty is constantly taking support at the levels of 32,000, which is the crucial 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent up move. Index has entered into a narrow trading range in the past three trading sessions, and a move beyond 33,000 in the coming trading sessions will resume the uptrend, taking the index higher levels of 33,600 to about 34,000 as well on the upside, which happens to be the 50 DMA and the recent highs collectively. However, if 32,000 levels break on the downside, Bank Nifty might just come under a little bit of a pressure to correct levels of 31,150 to about 31,000 on the downside. Moreover, RSI suggests that an up move is on cards and a short covering rally beyond 33,000 cannot be ruled out.
Most Asian markets were closed for the day. European markets were mostly trading 1% higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out atmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.